getting your business ready to reopen. That's what a lot of local businesses are doing right now, and that's what we discuss on this episode of the Local Business Podcast. All right, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is the Local Business Podcast. We talk about marketing, ideas, inspiration to help you grow your local business. Today, my guest is Reb Ciancio, and we're talking two things. We're talking getting your restaurant or business ready to reopen, and we're also talking about content creation and how to organize all of your ideas and what exactly you should post and when to social media. Rev's going to share a few examples. He's actually going to share his content calendar with us and give us examples of what he posts and when. So if you want some visuals on that, you can do two things. Head over to the lab, Smart Pizza Marketing Lab, or go watch this video on YouTube. It will give you some information on how you can better create content and give you some ideas of what you should create and when. So YouTube channel for that. This is a great episode. This actually taught me a lot about how to look at the content that we create for Instagram and Facebook or any really social channel that you're going to be posting to, and some general ideas, big ideas, and then subcategories below that of what those ideas entail for the types of content that you should be creating. So this is a good email. I mean, this is a good episode. Our email is good too if you want to sign up for that. TheBrewServing.com/email if you want to sign up for the best email. We curate the best content for you and send it out once a week. Anything that has to do with marketing, local businesses, information, all put together in a very neat package of email where you can read it once a week. We want you to be able to look forward to getting this email from us every single week. That's the goal for this email. We don't sell anything in there, just 100% value, and we want you to look forward to reading it when we do send it out on Thursday morning. So again, that's thebruceirving.com/email if you want to sign up for that. All right, let's get into today's episode with Rev right now. Okay, welcome back to the podcast. My friend Rev from Branded Strategic is joining us for the show today. We're going to talk a little reopening your local business, and of course, we have to touch on a little marketing. Rev, first of all, let me just say thank you for joining me on the podcast. I mean, you've been on our podcast before, and we've been doing quite a few things together over the last couple of years, but I'm excited to chat with you about marketing, of all things.
Bruce, it's a pleasure and honor to be here as always. I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak and help. And as nerdy as it sounds, I love to talk marketing almost as much as I love to talk about French fries.
I love to talk about marketing almost as much as I love to talk about pizza. So we're in the same boat, just different food categories, but similar.
Yeah, I like the pizza too. I just don't want to steal your thunder. You know,
that's fine. That's fine. There's enough room for everybody in that category. But you know, for anybody who's listening to this podcast, you know, this is a local business podcast. You've been on our other shows. Give a little background about what you do and who you do it for.
Sure. So I'm a hospitality marketing consultant, and I help both restaurants and hospitality tech companies to gain awareness and acquire new customers. On the restaurant side, most of my clients are coming to me for marketing needs, like how can they have more customers find out about them, or consumers rather, how can they convert them into customers, and how can they retain them longer? So, you know, I'm helping them with social media, with search marketing. I'm helping them to figure out what kind of tech stack to use. And really what a lot of consumers come to me, because I play primarily in the restaurant and hospitality game, is how to convert people from ordering from third-party apps to your first party. So rather than ordering from Uber Eats or Grubhub, ordering from you directly. So those are sort of the services I offer. But yeah.
Now, I should probably know what tech stack means being in this industry, but I don't. What does that mean?
I mean, listen, you know, local businesses is probably the ones that you and I talk to the most are typically in-service businesses, right? They're not e-commerce. Right. They're, you know, a restaurant or a home goods store or salon or some sort of services, right? And they have customers that like walk through the door and transact with them. Yeah. Well, those businesses, you know, when they were birthed, you know, 200 years ago, whatever, you knew about them because they were in your town or you walked by them and they were in service, right? And then this thing came along called the internet, and suddenly people found out about businesses and learned about businesses without ever having to leave their computer. Now their phone, what a magical universe. And a lot of those businesses that start up don't think about marketing, or they don't know how to market. They're more of like they're into the service or they're into the art form of whatever it is they do. And marketing becomes like kind of a leave behind, like a lagging, I thought I would open my door and I'd be busy and that didn't work. And what's happened is the universe has responded with a number of different technologies and softwares that help running those, making those business run better. Whether, you know, you're a barber and you can get into these apps that help people book an appointment, you know, or you're a lawn service provider and people can schedule to get their lawn mowed. And so there's technology and software out there that can help local businesses to grow, scale, and operationalize in a much more efficient manner. And there's thousands of them. And they're really hard to know which one to do. And if you're really good at your service but not good at marketing or tech, you kind of need a Sherpa. You need a guide that can help you pick which ones and then operationalize them for your business. That's where I come in. You know, typically I said mostly I work with restaurants, but they come to me and say, can you help me get up to date with the internet? You know, can you help me find software that help me gain efficiency and make more money, or help me surprise and delight my customers? And, you know, that's a tech stack.
Yeah. Okay. I get you now. I always said this should be, and there was a guy who was like the point of sale guru, right? Because there, in the restaurant industry, there's a ton of point of sale systems. There's like a bazillion of them, from, you know, low price to medium price to high price. And they all do different things and they all serve different variations of your business. And I always said there needs to be somebody who can know everything about the point of sale systems and just kind of point people in the right direction. And there was one guy when I was first started this podcast back in 2016, PMQ Magazine, which is a pizza magazine in the pizza industry, put on a show with Colony Foods in the New England area. And there was a gentleman there called, he was like the point of sale guy. I don't know if that was his exact title, and I'm not going to say his name because he was a complete a-hole. And I was like, you know, I was talking to him a little bit and I was like, you should come on our podcast. And he's like, and he was just a jerk, like the biggest jerk in the world. And I'm like, you know what? Forget you. You're never coming on the podcast. So if you are one of those people, so is that what you kind of do? You kind of go through all the point of sale systems and say, hey, listen, this is the one I think you should use.
So first of all, the point of sale guy that I know is Charlie Jeffers, formerly of Ordermark, and he's fantastic. If anybody of you or anybody listening to this or your customers, anybody needs point of sale advice, Charlie Jeffers, you can Google him. He's on LinkedIn. He was the director of innovation or VP of innovation at Ordermark for a very long time.
I hope this when isn't the I same have guy.
No, I hope not.
I'm going to Google him right now and let you know.
Charlie's awesome. When I have a POS question, I call Charlie. In fact, I don't know when this is going live, but he and I are doing a live webinar this Thursday, July 2nd, on how to choose the right POS system for your restaurant. And we're going to go through cloud, legacy, SMB, enterprise, pizza, not pizza. We're going to walk through the whole world. And it's going to be like a 15-minute educational course on you know, how to pick the right POS. And assuming that this show goes live after that, I'll send you the link afterwards. But Charlie Jeffers,
okay,
if you have POS questions, he's your guy.
Is he in the restaurant space or what space is he in?
Restaurant.
Okay. How old of a guy is he?
He's older than me. I don't know how old you are. He might be a little older than you.
So. Is he a short guy with a mustache?
No.
All right. This ain't him then. Different guy. Good. I was going to have to cut that part out of the episode.
So as far as what I do, POS is one of the things that I advise on, right? So in a restaurant space, you might need digital ordering. You might need social media. You might need listings management. You might need to know how to place some ads on Google. There's a number of things that you need. Really for front of house and for the customer journey. And so I advise in that area. I don't really specialize in back of house stuff. You know, how do I manage staff? How do I schedule people? How do I do payroll? I have no idea. Call somebody. call Donald Burns.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
He's probably the good guy for that. Yeah. He's definitely the one for hiring and training and all that. That's why I do. That's why I refer everybody to as well. Yeah. Excellent. So you've been doing a lot of content lately about getting prepared to reopen, which obviously, you know, whether you're open kind of or you're not open at all and you're getting ready to kind of relaunch your business and reopen, what are some steps or some things that you think people should focus on most?
So I think there's really like three sort of overarching umbrella steps that people need to talk about. And the first one is really a mindset, right? And it is go big, okay? You need to treat your reopening like your grand opening. You need to treat it like you've actually never had a store before. And do all the things that you would do for your business if you were opening up a brand new location or if you were opening up for the first time ever. And like, you can't do enough, right? So like, you should be posting on social 2 to 3 times a day if you have an email blast, like you should be flooding people's inboxes. You know, you should be updating your listings on Google and Yelp and Foursquare and Facebook, and really like treat it like a grand opening and just post, like share as much content, go live, post to stories, go on Twitter. Like you can't exhaust yourself enough, right? Until people start to unsubscribe at a furious pace, you could go further, right? Yeah. And so you need to treat that big. And some of the other things that I'm recommending people do is not just, post everywhere, right? But what are you posting, right? And you need to think about what your content looks like. And part of that, and this is really step number two, is to make sure that you're conveying to people whatever practices you're putting into place to make sure that you have a safe environment. Is there social distancing required? Do people have to wear a mask? How much cleaning are you doing? What are you cleaning? Have you installed a new HVAC system that cleans and purifies the air? Does your staff have personal protection? Whatever it is, whatever those safety measures that you're putting into play, that needs to be a heavy mix of your content. I'm seeing a lot of businesses that are posting like one time about that. Like, hey, we're doing this, and then back to regular schedule posting. Well, if I go to your Instagram page and that post is 10 posts away, I don't even see it.
Right.
It's not on your profile anymore, right? And who scrolls through an entire Facebook feed for more than like a minute? Nobody. you or me, if we're prospecting a client, you know, right. literally nobody. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So just me. But the point is, like, posting at one and done doesn't get the job done, because every single consumer that's considering going back to get their haircut or hit a bucket of golf balls or get their tire changed, right? Every single one of us is first going to your social media to see, are you open? Right. So you got to make sure that you've posted that you're open, you get your new hours. And what is the practice you're putting in play to make me as a consumer and your staff feel safe?
Yeah.
And so putting it one and done, you're going to miss it. Once a day, once every other day, like you can't do it enough.
Can I cut you off there for a second? Because I want to give you an example. And I don't have too many real life, real world examples because I'm kind of in my own house bubble. Right. So I use my wife as an example a lot. Because she's the consumer of the house. She's the one that's going to the grocery store or going to wherever she can that's open. So here's an example. We got a nail in the tire.
That happened to me last week.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. I got a nail in the tire, right? And we're like, this was probably about a month ago. And we're recording this end of June 2020. So early June, late May, we got a nail in the tire. And that was like right in the midst of all of this. Everything's kind of closed. So we're like, crap, what do we do? And she was searching online for a tire place. And the tire place that we go to is great. It's a local tire company, small place. But they didn't do anything of what you just said. We called them. There wasn't an answer. She tried to search online. It said they were open. But they didn't have any content on what she should be doing when she goes there. Like, do we take the tire off the car and drop off the tire? Do we bring the tire there? Do we have to wear a mask? Like, what's the protocol? And she finally got through to somebody and they're like, yeah, just come in tomorrow at 2:00. And she's like, well, what do I do? She's like, they're like, you come in tomorrow at 2:00. And she's like, have you heard of Corona? Like, what do I do? Like, when I get there, am I allowed to come in? Do I just drop the keys off? So you're 100% right on that. Like, she looks for what she should do when she goes to these businesses by searching on their website, on their social media, or in like Facebook groups, if anybody else has mentioned anything about that. So if all of that was on their sites, it would have been a no-brainer for her just to go there. And she ended up going somewhere else because it was a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, look at that. Look how easy it would have been to keep a customer there, right? And you said it's the one you use. Like,
yeah.
How quickly we switch, right?
Exactly. And it was like the one we go to a lot. We ended up going to like a national branded one because they did do all of that stuff.
Yep, same here. I went to Pep Boys.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say, I don't want to give the name out of the one we went to because I feel bad if they listen, but you know, it's very important. Like, my wife wants to know the procedures when she goes into these places because I have 3 kids and, you know, her mom is a little bit older and we watch out for her quite a bit. So, like, there's some hesitation for her to go into places if they're not 100% clear on what the procedures are.
Yeah, look, and I get it. If you're a small business and you're busy and you're filling out loan paperwork and putting people, like, I get it. So that's why Facebook allows you to pin a post to the top, right? Same with Twitter. Like, you could take the one, like, if you're really that busy, you can't do this, pin something to the top of your Facebook post about the safety measures that you're putting into place.
Yeah. Or Or use a tool. Like you can use Buffer or Agora Pulse or something like that to like recirculate those posts so they post every 3 days automatically without you having to do anything.
I updated my queue in Buffer this morning.
Yeah.
And I don't even own a business. I don't even own a small business. Right. Yeah. And here's the other, here's the one I'm not seeing a lot of that I was actually expecting is, you know, I'm seeing some posts where businesses are talking about the safety practices that they put into play for their own operation. And I think that's smart. What I'm not seeing, and I actually expect to see a lot of, is what they expect from the customer.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going to go patronize this business, what do we expect from you? Right. And even if that's wear a mask, like I'm still not seeing that. And I kind of expected that. Like, I would love a social contract. I would love to know before I come visit you what you expect from me. Because if I'm not prepared for that, then I'm just not going to come see you. Right.
And it comes out the confusion.
Yeah.
And I think so people people who don't know, don't go.
Yep.
You know, if I don't know what to do, I'm just going to like, you know what? It's easier for me not to go than go there and be confused or embarrassed.
I ordered beer from my favorite local brewery the other day, and they were like, you know, click here to order ahead, click this button for curbside pickup, gave me all the instructions. When you get here, just call us. We'll bring it out to the car, pop your trunk. And as soon as I placed an order, I got an email confirmation, and it had the same information. And 5 minutes later, I got a text message that said, call us as soon as you arrive. And then they texted me again when the order was ready. It was all automated for sure.
Right.
And it, like I did, I was pulling up in the car, I hit call. Pulled up, they walked out, put it right in my trunk. Thanks, Mr. CNCO. Close the trunk. I was like, this is it. Like, if this tiny little brewery in Hackensack can figure it out, so can you.
Yes. There's a restaurant near me that we go to. It's called the Border Cafe. There are only a couple of them. It's not a huge business. But they, before pre-COVID, they didn't do any takeout. No delivery, no takeout. It's a Mexican restaurant. If you want to go, you have to go eat there. That's it. Like, there's no takeout, no delivery. This happened. They completely flipped their business model to 100% takeout because they had to. And they nailed it. You did the same thing. They didn't have online ordering before. They got it within a week. You place your order. You know, obviously it's a scaled down menu, so they're not doing their entire menu. You go there. They text you when your order is ready. You walk in. They tell you exactly where to go. There's one door to go in. You tell them what your order is. You got texted, so you know it's ready. You pick up your bag. They have another table over to the side if you want to kind of go through your bag and make sure everything's there. It's completely labeled. And then you walk out the other door and you get right out of there. And it was like they completely twisted their business model in the course of 2 weeks when this all happened, and they did it in a fantastic way.
It's awesome. Anybody can do it, man.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard.
100% agree. What other examples do you see of people doing that well other than that brewery you mentioned?
There's a place in Georgia, and I wish I could pull up the example while people are listening here, but go Google Facebook, Uncle Jack's Meat House, Duluth, Georgia.
All right.
I love this. They actually put up like an architect style map of their whole layout of their restaurant. And in there they marked, you know, which tables would be open, which tables would be closed, where all the sanitizer stations were, directions to the bathrooms, how many people could go in and out of the bathrooms. Like, it was a whole layout. And then the text of the post, you know, check marks of everything that they're putting into play. And like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I would go eat here. I feel totally comfortable.
Yeah.
And as a testament to them, if you go look at the comments, their customers are going, this is awesome. Can I make a reservation? And the owner, this is smart. Rather than like sending them a link to Open Table or whatever they add, was taking reservations in the comments. Like, unbelievable customer service. Great. Wow. Post, made people feel safe, total paid attention, didn't post in ghost. I love showing it because I'm like, this is it. This is exactly how you do it. If you have a barber shop, you can do that.
Yeah.
If you have three chairs, you know, put an X over the two chairs you're not using, where people have to stand, where your sanitizer station is. If you're a home goods store, you can do the same thing, right?
Yep.
Like give people a visualization of what it is like before they arrive, and it will put them in a mode of safety and comfort before they even leave their house.
What was the name of that place again?
Uncle Jack's Meat House in Duluth, Georgia.
Well, we'll link that up in the show notes. If you're listening to the podcast, just go over to thebrewserving.com. That's where the show notes will be for this, and we'll link it up there so you can kind of go take a look at it.
They owe me a steak or something, man. I've done more promo for them over that. It was a great job.
I mean, listen, you got to point out the people that do it well, right?
Yeah.
Because people need examples to follow. Like you said, not only do we need as customers examples to follow or what to do, but other businesses need examples and what to do as well. Because sometimes, like you said, you get stuck in your own little world. There's a whole bunch of things that you have to worry about and manage now as a small business that you didn't have to 4 or 5 months ago, on top of trying to figure out how to get your customers comfortable.
Yeah, another one to check out on Instagram is Parsons Chicken. I think it's in Chicago, but they did like a carousel post. And one was like what we're doing, one was what you're doing and like what the effect is. And so it was literally like exactly what the social contract was between them and you as a customer. And I've shown it to 100 people and it was literally white text on a red background, like no design work, nothing fancy, but like it was a perfect display of how to do this. Right.
That's good. Like,
good for you, Parsons Chicken.
I know, right? Because there was a post going around before the COVID, like when this was starting to get, it was like, it was one picture, but it had like a, it was like a contactless delivery kind of post, right? But it was all clustered and there was too much going on in it and I couldn't understand what it was reading about. And I saw 1,000 different places sharing the same kind of thing. And I was like, this stinks because I can't understand anything it says on here. And everybody's sharing it. I'm like, this is the worst idea ever. Sometimes business owners just want the easy way out versus like putting yourself in the customer's shoes and saying, how can I explain it clearly so the customer reads it, not just so I can check it off my list and get it done.
Yeah. Everything I've ever wanted to figure out in life other than like advanced mathematics just took application of will. Right.
Yeah.
And so, so people call me all the time, like, how do you do Instagram so well? Like, I don't know, man, I just started doing it and I figured it out over time. Like if I showed you my first Instagram post ever, you'd laugh at me. It was a black square. and every time I go back and look at it, I still have no idea what I was doing. Like, why did I post that? It doesn't matter. Just go do it.
What do the captions say?
I'd have to go look it up. But it literally, I look at the caption and I still can't figure out what that guy was saying.
Listen, everything you do in the beginning, you're going to stink at. The first podcast we did was terrible. I always tell people who find the podcast. I mean, the local business one that you're listening to now is a little different because we started it way later than we started our other one. But if you ever listen to the Smart Pizza Marketing podcast, the first few were just horrific.
Does this show go video or is it all audio?
Video.
Hold on. Can I share my screen? No, you disabled it. I was going to show you my first Instagram post.
Oh, I'll share it. Yeah, I can do it. We can cut this out. How do you do that?
Go into the share screen and then there should be like a couple buttons. And you can give the other person the ability to share.
Yeah, I think I did. You're good to go now.
All right, here we go.
So if you're listening to this podcast, go over to the YouTube channel and check it out. Or The Brew Serving will link the video as well.
So there it is. There's my very first Instagram post ever. A black square with black border and literally no text, no comment, no answer. I have no idea. I still go back and look at it. I literally said, I have no idea. But it was apparently from a bar named Clive in Austin, Texas, like Louis Tendings. I might have been blackout drunk. But, you know, I now have 100,000 followers. This is the very first thing I've ever posted. So,
how often do you ever go back and look at somebody's first post? Does that happen a lot for you?
Never, never.
Because you have so many posts by now, it's probably like thousands deep.
Oh, for me, yeah, it's scrolling back. But I'm saying like, you know, if you're a business owner and you're like, oh, this sounds like a lot of work. It is, but it's not that hard, right? All these things are really easy to use. Just go do them. And if you don't like it, you can edit it.
Right. Delete and start over.
Yeah.
What do you, so let's go move on to social a little bit and marketing. What do you,
I have one more bullet point there.
Yeah. Go for it. Go back for it.
So, all right. So last thing, right? So first is communicate often, right? Share. Second thing is share the safety. And third is go super big with something crazy, right? Have a contest, have a reason for people to want to choose your business, give away, you know, a free, whatever you do for a year, you know, 10 people win $100 gift card. Enter to win something, unlimited free toppings, free blowout, you know, free house inspection. Like you can't go big enough, right? If every single business out there was going to go take these three things and listen to us and go do them, right? What's going to make that you stand out from the other is this bullet point, is go big, do something crazy, do an awesome promotion. There's a really cool small chain in Utah called Mo Betta's. This is amazing. They're like Hawaiian fast food.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what that means, but I want it. to help them stand out from all the other businesses, right? They did all these things I talked about, but then they did drive-in movie theaters in their parking lot. So you could sit and eat in your car and watch Moana, Like,
nice.
Like, you know what? I don't necessarily want to do that, but like, it got a ton of engagement on social and it gave them attention. And some people went and watched Moana while eating, you know, Spam burgers. But yeah. the point is like, do something to stand out. Like, you can't act like today is every other day, right? Post often, share safety, and go super big.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of work, right? But now is the time to really dig deep and realize that all the work you're going to put in now and over the next few weeks is going to pay off for you 6 months, a year from now, when all those businesses who didn't do the work are closed for good.
100%. Our local brewery around, our local, I clearly drink a lot of craft beer. Our local craft beer store around here, they don't have online ordering, but you know what they do? You can DM them and tell them what your preferences are. Like me, I'm doing this thing. Like, I drink a lot by myself now because we're in COVID, but I'm exploring local breweries by myself. So I DM them, Hey, Mason Cellar in Rutherford, New Jersey, what do you got from New Jersey brewers? And the owner goes over and videotapes like walking by all of the local craft beers and then sends me the videos and I text her the order. Now, look, it'd be easier if I could go just place an order like I was on Seamless, but like, she went out of her way to help me. Like, that's super cool. You
but know sometimes what I'm being like, sometimes going to the store, the best part of going to like the grocery store is like, you know what you're going to buy, but the best part is like looking at what you can buy.
Yep. So yeah, go big, help a customer, do anything you can to make people really feel like you care.
Good.
I'm off the pedestal.
No, I think that's important. And I'm always curious why these movie theaters didn't do the whole drive-in movie theater thing against their big, huge building that they have. I wonder why they didn't pivot to that.
Who knows?
I feel like that was a lost opportunity for them to kind of stay in business. But let's move on to marketing, because I love marketing. And you do a good job at it. So
thank you.
I want to know, and I think what I get questioned about most is people don't understand what to post, not corona-based, right? Like, we understand that. We just talked about that. But like, real, when this is all over, whatever that looks like, when you get back to like, all right, I want to really market my business under normal circumstances, like, what do I post? Forget the social platform. Like, is there a content calendar that you follow or an idea grid that you follow when it comes to posting for local businesses?
I didn't think we were doing a presentation, but you want to actually see mine?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So I use something called the content calendar matrix. So if you go to the show on YouTube, you'll see this if you're not on YouTube.
Okay.
But essentially, I use a content calendar matrix, and I teach this to people because I think it's incredible, right? And so I think about what are the categories that align to my business model, okay? Right. And these are kind of universal. So I use 7 different categories. Okay. CAPTCHA, evidence, proof, refresh, entertain, engage, and CTA. I'll quickly walk through these.
Yeah. Okay? Go.
CAPTCHA is like something that proves that you're not a bot, right? You're not just doing robot marketing. So it could be like something behind the scenes, daily life, a selfie, an event, like things about me. And so if you're a business, this could be about the behind the scenes of your business. What is it like to work here? How do we see our own business? What is it, the things that we're doing that you don't see, right? Oh, how about a video? I keep going to the barber salon example here, but it's an easy one. Like,
that's fine.
You know, show people how much hair you throw out every day. Like, what are the things that go on in the business?
That's a good
you
one.
You know, like, it's something like that, right? The next thing is evidence of skill. And again, I'm a consultant, right? So I would show you something about leadership, or I might teach you something, or I might do some live coaching, right? But if you're a business, you can give an example of something you do here that customers really like. Right. Or things that people value that you do differently. If you're a restaurant, you could talk about the high quality ingredients you use. Or if you're, you know, a tire shop, why are you such an expert? Or what is the thing that you can tell somebody how to change a tire? Right. Like some sort of thing about your business that gives them confidence that you know what you're doing. Then I use something called proof, which is something of results. And so I might show a client testimonial or a review or personal result I achieved. And if you're a business, an easy way to do this is screenshot a positive Yelp review and share it on your social. Oh yeah, you know, Tony Montana's gun emporium is the best. I don't know where that came from. Maybe I've had too much coffee. But like for a business, like that's a really good category to work in there, right? And then refresh is something more about like shows that, again, this is more of the human side of things. Something that inspires you, something you're grateful for. This could be, hey, we love our customers, or a really amazing story of something happened that inspired you to be a business owner, like some amazing moment that, again, it's not about your products or services, but it's about you and your business. I then use an entertain category, and this is fun, right? I've seen you do this,
yeah.
Right? So sometimes I'll put up two hot dogs, one with ketchup and one with mustard. I'd be like, ketchup or mustard? And it's literally just there for like pure fun, pure entertainment. And you can do that. There's a million ways you can do this. Like, okay, let's say that you're a home goods store or whatever, like, you know, indoor, outdoor furniture, or, you know, flathead I'm not really good with tools.
Phillips. But,
you know, like Phillips said, thank you. Yeah. like some sort of fun, whimsical way of looking at your business. And then there's an engage category. And so this would be, from a business perspective, what is your highest level of content, right? So if you're a burger restaurant, clearly hamburgers is like your engage, or you're a pizza restaurant, pizza is your engage. Whatever's the one thing that you're most known for, that's your engage category. And then the last one is CTA. And this is super important for business. CTA is a call to action, right? And so what is the one thing that you really want people to do when they interact with your social? Do you want them to book an appointment? Do you want them to sign up for your email blast? Do you want them to join your Facebook group? Do you want them to book their holiday party? Like, what's the CTA? And it's not that you can't, as a business, have CTAs throughout the rest of this, but this post is just about a call to action. It is nothing else, right? Now, if you're a restaurant, you're going to want to have CTAs in at least a third of your content, right? So every time you post a picture of food, you know, tap link to order in bio, right? Because it's related to the photo.
Right.
But this is a very specific CTA about something you want. If you want people to watch a video you created, or take a class you're doing, or an attend an event. So this is sort of the top level matrix. Does this make sense?
Yeah. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see a grid that Rev has laid out. It says on the top, day, the theme, which you just talked about, and then variations, which is ideas under those themes. So the theme is the overall arching post. And then he has six or seven ideas laid out below that. Yeah. So that way you can get an idea of what to post in that particular day. Is this what you lay out for is this a month or a week?
So it's seven. Here's the thing. It's seven posts. Okay. I only post every other day. So it takes me 2 weeks to get through this.
Okay.
Right. But if you're a business, it can take you one day if you post seven times a day. And it doesn't have to be in this order. You got to make the order work for whatever it is that you do in your business. Okay. So let's say we're going to use a restaurant example because that's easy. If you're a pizza joint and you know your highest days of ordering is Thursday and Friday, you want your CTA to happen before people do that action. So your CTA day might be a Wednesday, right? Because you know people are going to order pizza on Thursday and Friday anyway. Make CTA day Wednesday and then back it out. And one of the other things I suggest to people is that things like CAPTCHA, refresh, and entertain happen in between high-level commitment. So like evidence, proof of skill, and CTA are big high-level asks. Entertain and engage are a little more fun, so you can sort of spice them out. But I'll give you what mine looks like just super quick. So here's me, how I organize mine.
Yeah.
So I start with my week and I go, okay, on Saturday, I'm going to do a story about refresh. And then on Sunday, I'm going to do a post about engage. On Monday, I'm going to do evidence. On Tuesday, I'm going to do something entertaining. On Wednesday, I'm going to do a CAPTCHA again, prove I'm not a bot. I usually post about my podcast on Wednesdays. Thursday, I do something proof of results. So somebody said something nice about me. Friday is my CTA day, right? And that's when I usually talk about my business. And then I go right back into the next week and I remix it.
Now, is that something that, so you just have ideas laid out. When you get to that particular day, you go and search out a photo and write the copy in the moment?
No, I write my stuff in advance. I usually write my stuff 2 to 3 days in advance.
Okay.
But I'm gonna show you one of my clients, Five Napkin Burger. They can kill me later and I'll forgive if they don't want me sharing theirs. But I'll show you what theirs looks like so you can see like what a business example works like.
Let's do it.
Hold on. Oh, sorry. I'm popping around different spreadsheets.
That's fine.
So here's what we did for them. Okay. So we looked at a little differently. Primary item, restaurant life, specials, experience, secondary item, beverage, and CTA. So primary item, again, this is your engage, right? We know that burgers are going to overperform for their hamburger restaurant, right? Then restaurant life, this is how we see ourselves, right? As a brand, what is it like to give that brand experience? What do our servers do when you're not looking? How do we clean our restaurant? What is it like to be here, right? Then specials, again, this is a smaller version of a CTA. What are the other things that we do that we want you to engage with? Limited time offers, a special holiday promotion we're doing, something like that, right? Then experience, this is how our customers see us. This is a great way, we should get Tyler on the phone here. This is a great way to post user-generated content, right? if somebody's posting about your business, and it could be a review or it could be a photo, or you could just share their story. Like Frank from East Village Pizza shares everybody's tags, right? That's how somebody sees your business. Then secondary items. So again, this is a burger restaurant, but they also have salads and chicken and brunch and french fries. So this is still like, again, this is an engaged style post, but it's about something else they want you to buy from them, right? And then they have a third category. They're a cocktail and bar place. You could sit down. So we post about beverages, and then CTA. And their CTA could be no different than yours. Sign up for our rewards program, join our email blast, book your party, do catering. Like, what is the other ask that people don't normally do from you? But it's a great money. Book us for your private party, whatever that is.
Catering or whatever it is.
And then you want to see one last one?
Of course.
Here's my COVID matrix.
What's this one?
So this is the same matrix, but for COVID reopening. So your cadence would go safety, we're open, promotion, branding. Safety, we're open, promotion, right? So examples, safety would be employees must wear masks. We're open. Hey, we're open. Come in for business today. Promotion. Remember I said go big?
Yes.
Enter to win 1,000, blah, blah, blah. And then branding. Give people a break. Just post about your business, right? If you're a salon, somebody getting a great haircut. If you're a trainer, people lifting weights, whatever. And then go right back in. Safety, we're open, promotion.
And how often are you posting for this particular client?
They do their own posting. I just sort of strategize for them. They're doing twice a day. But anyway, the point you asked me about my matrix. This is how I think about content.
I love it. I think that's a great way. You know what? I was talking about that too. So we do the kind of same kind of thing. I think of it as like four different boxes, and same kind of thing you have, just set up a little differently. And inside of those four boxes is different categories of content that you can list out inside that four box. So we have the same kind of philosophy when it comes to content, like schedule it ahead of time, idea wise and theme, and then kind of go deep in the week.
Yeah. If you really want to, this is a little complex. I still recommend people take an hour a week and do this, but if you want to break it down, it's essentially like customers, product, experience, right? If you can think in those three categories, then you can lead to the CTA. So as long as most of your content is the customer experience behind the scenes in your product, right? You can then ask for the thing on the fourth post.
Right. And that can be across all platforms, right? Like you may not do the same content or the same wording, but like that idea you could do on any platform.
Yeah. Like me posting about my favorite pepperoni pizza on LinkedIn doesn't really fly.
I mean, it might. LinkedIn's changing a little bit.
It is. I'm peppering that in. But anyway, you got to know your audience and who's on that platform.
But that matrix you use for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, right?
Everything, even content. Like if I'm working with a client and we're talking about what blog posts do we want to do,
yeah.
I also think about a matrix and blog posts.
Excellent. What is your favorite platform?
I mean, I'd be remiss not to say Instagram since I have 600 some thousand followers.
Right.
But I love it for different reasons than I love LinkedIn. So
if Instagram, if my favorite platform, probably Facebook. I like Facebook. I mean, the thing about me is I don't consume a ton of content. I only use these platforms for business. So I don't scroll Instagram, to be honest with you. I don't really scroll Facebook. The only time I'm really active on any of these platforms is if I'm doing it for a purpose of business, which is probably the wrong way to use them, but that's just me. I just don't spend a ton of time scrolling.
I use Instagram to look at pizza.
Yeah.
I use LinkedIn to look at business, right? I go on Facebook to complain about our current administration, right? And Twitter, I don't get really active on unless I have news. So but that's how we treat these things, yep. Right? Each of them has a different meaning to us. So
if Instagram went away, which platform would you pivot to?
LinkedIn, yeah. 100% LinkedIn.
Is it because that's where your customer base would be?
As much as I love sharing photos of French fries, I really do love, we said this at the top of the show. I love marketing. I love business. I'm addicted to that. So I like spending time. I actually put time in my calendar every day for learning. So I'll spend 20 to 30 minutes every day, whether that's reading a blog post, watching a webinar, or just interacting on LinkedIn. It's part of my everyday. So LinkedIn would be the one.
Is that where you go to learn?
It's where I go to connect. And so I'll find out about things that people are thinking about, and then maybe I'll go to a deep dive somewhere else. And then there's a few people who I subscribe to who generally have the type of content I want to learn about. So I a number of places, but LinkedIn's a good place to just get a temperature.
Anybody who I should follow that I don't follow right now that you know of?
We probably follow a lot of the same people. So, you know who, do you follow QSR Magazine?
I do. I don't follow them. Okay. So there's a website that I use called Feedly. Do you know? Are you familiar with that one?
No, I use Dive, and then I use a couple other ones. But I know what you're talking about.
So Feedly is basically like a blog curation. It curates blogs, and I have them categorized in different topics: social media, marketing, you know, whatever it is that I want to follow, lifestyle, travel. So QSR is one of the ones that I go there. I don't read frequently, but I definitely do peruse what they have for topic headlines. And if one I think I want to learn more about, I go there.
This is probably not super relatable to your audience, so I don't know what I'm bringing it up, but I'm incredibly passionate about Sam Nelson. Sam Nelson is on LinkedIn. He works for a company called Outreach, and it's a B2B messaging software. So if I'm doing sales B2B,
yep,
I use their software to help me with my all my prospects and try to sell to them better. But he's like the most incredible sales development rep thought leader I've ever seen. And if he posts it, I read it. He knows how to generate cold leads. So I read all of his content.
Next. Excellent. Cool. All right. Well, this is a 40-minute mark. That was pretty good information. I think we're going to blow people's minds if we go any deeper than that.
I was like, how deep you want to go? Let's keep going. I got ideas for days.
We can do an episode number two. Part two will be the next one. We'll stop there because I think we talked about your reopening plan at the beginning of the podcast, and then we dove deep into content calendars and ideation for your social or your content that you're going to be putting out. So I think let's just end it there before people get overloaded with information.
Cool. Yeah. If you have questions, reach out to me or Bruce, right?
Yeah, exactly. Go check out our YouTube channel too, because if you really want to, if you're listening to the podcast now, go watch the video on YouTube, because then you'll be able to see Rev's content calendar. And then we'll also link up Rev's website, which is, what's your website, Rev?
So my website is yeahmanagement.com, but don't go there.
It's kind of like our first 20 podcasts. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Don't go there. The best place to connect with me if you want my content is my Facebook business page. So I'm Rev Dave Ciancio on Facebook.
Okay.
I post all my webinars there. I write an ebook every single week. All that input, I have that, and I have a Facebook group. That's the best place to do it. If you want to just see food porn, you can follow me on Instagram at Rev Ciancio. And if you want to see the type of content I'm interacting with and sharing, LinkedIn. But I'm Rev Ciancio on every profile.
Did you just say you write an ebook every single week?
Yeah.
How the hell do you do that?
I go live. I do a webinar every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on my Facebook. It's free. You don't have to sign up or anything. Just know that I'm going to do there. And so I have to create a presentation for that webinar every single week. And so I look at it as an ebook. I churn out an ebook every week. So not only can you watch the webinar live, not only can you watch the replay, but you can go and download the ebook that I create for each one.
You can get that all on your Facebook page.
Yep.
Amazing. We'll look it all up in the show notes for this episode. TheBruceIrving.com is our home base. We'll link everything Rev talked about here. We'll link up the video for this, so you can go check out his calendar, his Facebook page, so you can go check out his webinars and download his ebooks, and then also the references for the restaurants doing reopening right. We'll link up in the show notes for the episode today. Rev, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. It was fantastic talking to you.
Thank you. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Pat Segro, the remote coach. He's the one that taught me the content calendar matrix. I've adapted it, but I got it for him. So if you're interested in more, you can go check out Patty's the remote coach on Facebook. But anyway, Bruce, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you everybody for listening. It's a real pleasure and an honor to share this kind of stuff. If you want to ask more questions, hit me up. Hit me up on any, I answer all my inbounds.
We'll have Rev back on the show, because I'm sure there's a whole lot more we could talk about in another episode.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks so much to Rev for joining me on the podcast. Great information. I love talking to Rev. He always shares great, valuable information. If you want to get some information or reach out to Rev, go to thebruceirving.com. That's where we're taking all the show notes for you over there. Also, if you want to reach out to me, you can do that on Instagram. I am at thebruceirving, or on Facebook at thebruceirving. And a couple things. If you haven't yet, sign up for our email, thebruceirving.com/email. Our curated list of the best topics and information we think you as a local business owner needs to know on a weekly basis. No selling, just value. And then also, go over to wherever you're listening to this podcast and leave me a review. Let other people know that this show is valuable, you enjoyed listening to the podcast, and you got some information that was helpful out of it. Give me a 5-star review. That would be awesome. Otherwise, guys, we'll see you on the next episode next week right here on the Local Business Podcast.